The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today's gospel reading from Mark marks a real transition phase in Jesus' ministry. He's been sort of amping up that ministry. He's in, right? He starts off there in the north in Galilee. Right, and he's been amping it up. So he's first, you know, healed demoniacs in the synagogue, and then he's healing people from physical infirmities. Then he's kind of building up his ministry of healing and exorcism throughout the northern regions, and now he's amping it up to this whole new area of the forgiveness of sins and his friendship and community with sinners. So now we begin to see it's, you know, Jesus obviously is you know, concerned to banish the devil. He's very concerned also to bring this healing through the presence of the Holy Spirit into the midst of the community. But he also, the most important thing really, is the forgiveness of sins, the community with sinners, the call of sinners back into the church when they have been deliberately excluded by the Pharisees. So he awaits a time when he's got a really big audience where there's some Pharisees and so forth gathered around, and he now has the perfect opportunity to do this. So he's preaching outside of his home, and he's got a huge audience standing around him, so large that they can't get this paralytic in. And so they make a little a hole in his roof and lower the paralytic down. And Jesus just marvels at their faith. And so he deliberately chooses to heal the man by this expression, "Your sins are forgiven you." Now, the minute he says it, he certainly knows, since they're Pharisees and scribes out there in that audience, he certainly knows what the reaction is going to be. Wait a minute, that guy's blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins? Indeed, who but God alone can forgive sins? And of course, Jesus knows exactly what they're thinking. And of course, he's revealing not only that he has the power to forgive sins, and he keeps using that phrase that he uses of himself, the Son of Man, right? Referring back to Daniel 7, 21 and following, right? The eschatological Son of Man coming on the throne to judge the world with his angels around him, right? The Son of Man, to show you that the Son of Man he doesn't call himself the Son of God, right? Because that would do it. He has authority to forgive sins. I am going to say to you, pick up your mat and walk. And the man picks up his mat and walks. And so the Pharisees have to make an existential decision right on the spot. Well, we don't see miracles like this all the time. A guy who is paralyzed, you know, for life, you know, and suddenly picks up his mat and walks at the very command instantaneously that Jesus gives it. Well, what does it mean? You know, does the Son of Man really have authority on earth to forgive sins? And we know what they say. The Pharisees, educated in the law, they say, can't believe it. Just can't be that this itinerant prophetic preacher, that he has got this, you know, capability to forgive sins. Who the heck does he think he is anyway? It just won't penetrate. But with the crowds, it penetrates. They go, holy mackerel, who in the world can do this? The guy has got to have, you know, the power to forgive as he's claimed. And so Jesus has initiated everything. Right then and there, he's calling the sinners to himself. Right then and there, he is establishing that he has the power of God, the power of Yahweh, to forgive sins. And right then and there, he's bringing these sinners, he's giving them hope, he's bringing them back in, and at the same time forcing people to make a decision about who is this man. Is he really the Son of Man, the eschatological judge of the world, the one who preexisted with God, or is he someone who lucked out and healed this man instantaneously when he'd been paralyzed for life? Well, common sense dictates Jesus has something akin to this power of the Son of Man, the power of God in him. But the Pharisees defy common sense and decide to go with their own preference. Can't be, just can't be. The power of God alone cannot reside in him. We're the guys. He's not the guy. But Jesus is the guy, and he proves it with his miracle. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.